And Saturday afternoon, they go into the grocery shop. They go in here, there, and I don't have them on Saturday. And I'm just as tired when night comes as if I'd had 5,000 people here. But I always have a keep a plenty, two or three things to do. If I get tired of this, I'll go to this. And so I mix my time up amongst everything.
Right.
And my motto has been, keep busy, keep happy.
That's a good way to be.
Well, what's the use? I can't do anything about it. I'm here, the Lord left me here this week, but it sure has cut me down, I'll tell you.
Yes, ma'am. Let me ask you this. We were talking about expressions having to do with the weather. Say, if the clouds look like they're getting thicker and thicker and you expect you're going to have some rain, you might say the weather's doing what?
The clouds are
gradually getting kind of thick looking and you figure you're going to have...
Gathering?
Right, okay. You ever heard anybody say, well, the weather's changing?
Yeah,
something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
But now, as a general rule, with a great big red sunset, that also changes the weather. You'll say, ooh, it's going to turn cold from that red sunset. That always predicts it. And I've heard my grandmother say, it'd be cloudy. And she'd go out and she'd say, well, there's enough blue in the sky to patch a sailor's breeches, and it's not going to rain. And it didn't rain.
That's interesting. Or say if it's been cloudy, but then the sun
comes in.
Right, you'd say that the weather's doing what?
Changing. No.
Okay.
Well, changing would be one way. It's clearing.
Right, sure. Or have you ever heard anybody say something like it's going to fare off?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would mean the same thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Have you ever had anything around here that was, I don't know, you'd have, during the wintertime maybe, have a rain that's followed by a freezing temperature?
Yes, it sleets.
I see. Have much of a problem with that?
No, it's little flakes of ice. They aren't, you can hardly see them. And they melt as fast as they fall. But it is cold. Very cold. And you'd notice them more if you were driving or something like that, because they'd get on your windshield.
Right.
See, there's little flakes of ice, but they aren't like snowflakes.
Mm-hmm.
They're ice, just clear water.
That's
and I could say they're not that big, maybe.
That's it. Getting back to what we were talking about with the police business and fire business. Say if somebody in town was arrested for public drunkenness or something like that, where would he probably spend the night if he didn't have anybody to bail him out?
In jail.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard any slang terms for that?
And, well, I thought long years ago in the calaboose.
Calaboose.
And, in the jug.
In the what?
Jug. J-U-G.
Uh-huh.
That's a new one on you, huh?
Right.
Jug is a jail or prison, don't you know?